Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody. This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Brad. I still can't get used to that. That's a little weird.
Oedipus Rex.
Coming at you with another episode for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. That's right, man. Episode 95, man.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah,
wait, right, 95.
Yeah, this is 95. Right. I got it right this time, man. I checked.
and my screen is flipping back and forth too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Then yeah, we're all set.
Yeah, we're good to go, man. So, what we got going on tonight, man? I know this is
beer.
Gulliver's Travels kind of a beer show lately.
I'm not complaining because you keep bringing beer back for me.
I know, man. I had actually, this last batch I had to ship back because I had way too much for my checked bag. But, you know, drop it off at a Staples and you're good to go.
Did the girls laugh at you?
Nah. I have an online UPS account now. So I just slapped the label on and handed it over. No questions asked. Yeah.
Well, no questions asked until now.
Well, yeah. I packed in. I mean, dude, and this is another great reason to have craft beer in a can. I can't say it enough. You know, I shipped back, 17 beers? Two of them Big Barman bottles. And it was like $12.
That's it?
That's it, brother. All depends where you ship from, where them UPS depots are sitting at.
I sent a bottle up to Erie, a bomber up to Erie, and it cost me almost $20.
Wow. See, I just sent one to our good buddy, Just Harmless, the Brain Gravy podcast. Mm. I sent him one can of Cigar City Maduro Brown, $12. 12-ounce can to send it to Joyzy. Can you believe that?
And see, USPS, you could be making this kind of money off people like us if you made it legal to send ship beer.
Still wouldn't get them out of the hole, but like you said on the last episode, it's a start.
It's a start.
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, I guess that's the price we pay for shipping beer when you're not supposed to.
I just realized looking at my feed that these old-ass headphones that I have...
They're a little ghetto.
They are. Well, you know, because I usually have earbuds in.
Yeah, I got a little duct tape over here.
But my kids ripped them apart, so.
Nice.
They are free from the pens anyway, so whatever.
Dude, get these Logitech, man. They're budget. They sound great. $20 at your local Wally World and or Best Buy. And they actually have a better version of the ones I have out now. There's a volume controller on the cord, so.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Sweet. So,
I did have my old Sennheisers,
but yeah, I'm not paying another $80 for a brand new pair of Sennheiser headsets. These work just fine.
Nah, no need for it.
For our podcasting needs, yes.
So what is the first one you want to drink?
Ah, yes. Yeah, onto the beer, right? That's what we're here for, I guess, huh?
Yeah, people don't want to hear us bullshit. They want to see the beer.
They want substance.
They want to get it over with. And...
Well, this first beer, man, I've had John Denver stuck in my head ever since I started making show notes for this one.
Why?
Because it's a Virginia Pale Ale, Country Roads, Take Me Home, that kind of thing.
Oh, Christ.
It's the Blue Mountain Barrel House. I got Country Road stuck in my head because of this.
Damn you. Take
yeah, see? See? Ha, ha.
To the place.
Mama, where's Virginia? I know it's not the same state, but it's close enough.
Damn you for putting that in my head.
Yeah, right on, huh? You like that?
Pack it in, pack it out.
And again, this is a can in Blue Mountain Brewery. They're on Kritzer's Shop Road in Afton, Virginia. And it's bluemountainbrewery.com. And the one we're doing tonight is their Full Nelson Pale Ale. Comes in at 15 Play-Doh, 60 IBUs. And, you know, if you don't know about the Play-Doh, it, just remember it's 5.9% alcohol by volume. It's the same thing.
You know, when you first told me the name of this beer, the label on here isn't what I was expecting.
Oh, I know, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
I was told, okay, so for our fans at home that are watching us, when you see the name Full Nelson, especially if you're from Pennsylvania, one of the first things you think of is wrestling.
Yes.
And, yeah, but this is like a pretty Blue Mountain. This actually looks like something that I would have Fresca in.
Yeah.
Or like mineral water.
The reason behind that, this is actually brewed in Nelson County, Virginia. Said, yeah, we've been called Virginia's love child, and we're okay with that. Backwoods botanical experiments, hillbilly shine, and mountain music. Not too bad living when you consider it. So put a little authentic Virginia terroir in your mouth. What the hell's a terroir? I'm not that classy. T-E-R-R-O-I-R. Look that up real quick. Google that. That'd be great. In your mouth with a brew loaded with our farm-grown Cascade hops and deep-drawn foothills water. Got a bite, y'all. Pack it in, pack it out. I also like how they on the other side of the can says, demand fresh beer. Check my butt to make sure I'm not older than I look. That's by a bit date on the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Did you find it?
No, but it's all it means is land.
Ah.
That's all. It's and I knew that
before. Land in your mouth? That sounds a little creepy.
Well, it's one of the definition I know for it means land. It's like it's a French word for land.
Land.
I don't know if I mouth. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a pronunciation of it.
Oh, so you still learn things on that? Should I drink that?
Yeah, it's like one of the random factoids I knew, but I'm like, wait, does this have a different meaning that maybe I don't know about? I know it to mean land.
Ah, it's not just land. It's the geography, geology, and climate of a certain place, interacting with the plant's genetics, expressed in agricultural environments.
Sounds like a bunch of shit I don't care about, so.
There's also a terroir in San Francisco. All right. Anyway, yeah, not important. Let's get to the beer. Mountain water, valley hops, drink the good stuff. It's got a bite, y'all. I'm doing this country beer in my new tiki glass / beer mug / glass tiki.
Now, see, here's what's kind of ironic. Tell the folks at home, where you got that glass?
I got this. I was hanging out with the parental units today down at Joe's Crab Shack. And they had these glass tiki glasses on special for like $2.
The reason why I want you to mention where you got it from, because my glass this evening...
Yeah, Red Lobster.
It's from the Red Lobster. It's the Sam Adams
Red Lobster. You stole that one. I bought this.
Oh. And steal it. I took it for a donation of 0 cents.
Permanently borrowed it. Is that how that is?
Maybe.
No hey, doubt.
It was part of the celebration when I bought my house. So
look at that.
Yeah.
The top of his head is foam and his mouth is beer. It's kind of creepy, actually, if you're watching at home. But I'll put that up on my Instagram feed. What do you think, man? It actually smells fairly hoppy with the Cascade and coming right up there.
All right, Blue Mountain. I know we didn't get off to the right step.
Yeah, we made fun of your country ways.
I kind of mocked you. Well, no, it's I made fun of their can because, well, it does still look like a bottle of Perrier in a can or something.
It does.
Not a fan of the can design.
And it's country.
But this is actually a pretty good pale ale.
Yeah, it's a nice pale ale, man. Yeah, I dig it. I am a fan.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got that good session, you know, ABV on it. What did I say, 5.6? Yeah, 5.9, excuse me.
You say 6 or 3? Yeah, like either 5.9, way.
5.9, actually, you're both 5. Wrong.
All right, we're both off.
Yeah, this is a very nice beer. I'd like to actually find some more from these guys, but that's all Total Wine and More had.
60 IBUs.
Of the Virginia beers.
This isn't that bad.
I know, it's nice and smooth. It's a little hoppy, but not overdone for, you know, not calling it an IPA, it's a pale ale. It's a little bit malty, too. A little malt kick to it. Like a caramel kind of thing going on there. I may have to search out some of their other beers. I mean, they're not that far from us, honestly.
That's,
What do you think? You are a fan?
This actually segues into something that happened this past week.
Do tell, my friend. Do tell.
So I had this conversation on the Twitter about hoppy beers.
Oh, yeah, I read that thread. Yes, please continue.
And it was someone had said that they don't like hoppy beers. Which
hops
I'm like,
in almost every beer.
Well, that was my point, is just about every beer has hops. It's an ingredient. And it ends up they don't like the bitterness of the hops. They don't like bitter hoppy beers.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. Because I said, well, you can have a hoppy beer that's full of hop aroma, but not hop, like not bitter. Depends on what you're drinking.
Yeah.
So after we talked about it, he goes, oh, well, that's good to know that there's beers that aren't bitter but have a lot of hops.
Yeah, it all depends on the hop variety and, you know, the recipe.
Yeah. And I wasn't about to even get into that
right. part of it. Especially on Twitter.
And he had asked that we do a show about beers without a lot of hops. I'm like,
We do
review a lot of beers that don't have a lot of bite to it.
You know, with that said, though, I think this beer here, even though, I mean, I get the Cascade hops in this, to me it's a hoppy pale ale, but to him, this may be IPA, hoppy volume. You don't think he'd like it?
No.
I mean, they're not overpowering. Like, it's not like a double IPA kind of thing, or not even an IPA, honestly.
Well, I told him, Michael, basically, if you don't like the bitterness, stay away from, like, pale ales and IPAs. Just because you're not going to find anything you like.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a good chance that there are some beers that
have to go through 100 beers to find two he likes.
And I don't think he's going to. Because by the time you go through so many of them, you're like, fuck it, I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah, you get burned out. Absolutely.
Now, one thing I did agree with is he said that he's had some stouts and a few other stouts that people are just like uber hopping the shit out of. That I get a problem with. Because
can you give any examples?
No, he couldn't. But I kind of knew what he was talking about because I've had beers that it's like because that's like the thing now with new breweries that they get.
Right, but I can't think of any over hopped stouts.
I was like, which one was it? I've had one recently. It's like it's a newer brewery and like the hop it didn't taste good.
Over hop stout. I mean, to me that just totally ruins the stout style.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, because I didn't get any, like, there wasn't any chocolate, there wasn't any coffee. It was like a bad, honestly, it was like a black IPA that was mislabeled. Is what it well turned said. Out to be. In fact,
I'd
that
be curious
might have been
if
the
you
case.
Remember what that one is, let me know.
I drink a lot of beer, so I have to go.
Yeah, I know.
I have to go back through my Untappd records and see which one that was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's one. I guess that's one good reason for Untappd review.
Yeah, so I can see what exactly it was that I had, but this one, I like this one.
Oh, damn, absolutely. Yeah, hands down, this is a great.
Oh, Blue Mountain. I like your peaks and I love your valleys. I don't want to get lost in your hillbilly shine.
I love your plane crash with John Denver in it. I'm not even sure he crashed in Virginia, but I don't know.
What? Yeah, he's some famous guy that crashed somewhere. You know what? Roberto Clemente probably crashed there, too, even though it was in Puerto Rico. Yeah, whatever, it was in Virginia.
Country roads, fuck!
You're not so soft where I belong.
Wow. Cheers, man.
Is he like a hero down there?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
I wouldn't know. I've never been. Have I been to Virginia? I don't think I've been to Virginia.
It's for lovers. Come on, sure you have.
I think I've passed through it.
I've had some things pass through me from Virginia, that's for sure.
Oh, hey there.
Ba-dum-tsh. See what now, I did there?
Yeah. You know what? There's somewhere I was going to go with this, but
I don't know.
All I'll say is the best thing about John Denver was when he was in Oh God, You Devil.
Wow. Yeah, only our older crowd of fans would actually even know what the hell you were talking about there.
Hey, he had Rocky Mountain High also.
Rocky Mountain High.
And Sunshine on My Shoulders. Anything else?
Wow. Wow. I grew up with the Denver man. You're going to make me cry.
Yeah, I did. He died a long
while. Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Not too, it was 90s.
90s, yeah. Well, to me, that's a long time ago, Shunny.
Oh, okay. I just looked up. He crashed into the Pacific Ocean. So I think you're a little bit off on where you're looking.
Yeah, I didn't know. I did whatever. Wrong coast.
Virginia.
Pacific California. The hell's he doing over there? Running pot from Virginia.
Yeah, busted for DUIs. Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't blame him.
He had issues. Did we ever read the description for our full Nelson Paleo?
I'm still reading about John Denver.
Yeah, yeah. I read about that. I'll be bursting with local hop flavor. That's our flagship Virginia Pale Ale. Features our own farm-grown Cascade variety hops as one of the key ingredients. A strong malt backbone, I agree with that, gives this ale a rich taste and a vibrant copper color, while the generous addition of hops contribute to a pronounced bitterness and floral citrusy aroma. I would say that's an accurate description.
That's pretty, yeah.
You can't really drink beer fast out of this Deegee glass. It just doesn't pour out right. And I'm wiping it off my stash every time I take a chug. Gotta wipe the beer off my Fu Manchu.
It's, you know what? It's, I mean, when we've been reviewing these beers, we usually get like a nice mix of, you get your Belgian white, you get a brown ale or an amber ale, and then you get the pale ale.
Yeah.
Which has been fun because it's, a lot of breweries have that because those are the styles that people want to drink.
Sure.
So it's a great way to start. This is a really good pale ale. Wow. I like the bitterness. There's enough malt that it's not – there's enough malt to tone down the hops. Right. So it's not like uber bitter.
It kind of reminds me of like a brewing IPA kind of style, that kind of thing. Dare I say the word gateway beer?
I don't even know if I call
it gateway. This is an IPA, but here you're getting close. Try this one. I don't know, that kind of thing.
No, this is quality. I like this.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm glad I found this one.
And it's in the can.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a giant fan of beers in the can variety.
So on the flip side of somebody asking me for beers that aren't hoppy, I had somebody who, like, and I swear to God, it was like within an hour, sent me a message on Facebook and said, and she doesn't follow me on Twitter or anything else, she's like, my boss likes really hoppy beers. What should I get him? So I said, well, hoppy how? Does he like hoppy bitter? Does he like hoppy aroma? Which is it?
Yeah.
Well, she's like, well, what's it
hoppy
matter?
Hoppy burn your fucking tongue off?
Yeah, so she's like, well, what's it matter? I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. So
that's all we're here to educate, my friend.
So I'm like, I try to explain it to her, and she's like, well, can't you just recommend something? I'm like, no, because I don't know what the hell's around where you live.
Oh, where's she live?
Shaler.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. still.
She lives in Pittsburgh, but I don't know the beer stores that are around her.
Right.
Because a lot of the stores carry different beers, so I'm trying to think of, like, staple beers. So I said, you know what, go get, like, a Hop Devil from Victory. I go, that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
And
but if she likes hoppy beers anyway, I mean, is he not from around here, or is that why she's getting it for him, or what?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Because you think if he liked IPAs, he would already kind of know what to buy.
Unless he's one of those guys that's like, oh, of course I like craft beers. I love craft beers.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
What's a craft beer?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's an attorney. That's all I know.
This PBR is a fine crafted beer. Like Budweiser claiming that they're the largest local beer in the world. Did you see that bullshit?
Largest local beer?
Yeah, they got an ad campaign saying we are the largest local brewery in the U.S. Yeah.
That's great, but your brewery
is just like ass. I will definitely remind you to link that to our show notes because it's quite pathetic. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, the Bud fans will eat that up and, you know, believe it is truth.
I have a good story about that, and I'm going to make it brevity is a key thing tonight.
Ooh.
So, depending on when we release this, I was in a race today.
Right? Oh, yes.
Or it could have been a couple weeks ago.
We don't know yet.
Ooh. And when I we did the early part of it, it was myself, my brother, the kids, stuff like that. So my brother says, "Hey, do you want to go work the beer table with me? I do it every year." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll help you out." Whatever. He's like, "No, just come down, meet some of the guys, whatever." So I go to the beer table, and as soon as I get there, first person I see, and if you're from Pittsburgh and in the beer scene, you know this guy. I see Hootie from D6 Pack, and I look at him and go, "Son of a bitch, I have to put up with you all day."
Get sling crappy beers with you all day.
Which is fine because Hootie's an awesome guy.
Yeah,
and I'm like, of course, you know, I'm
making fun of the beer selection.
I'm covered in sweat. I got my hat on. I'm like, ah, and I didn't say anything to him because he was like on the other end. And I just kept looking. He looked over like, "I know you. Why do I know you?" And I'm like, "Hootie, get me more beer."
Now,
so the beers that we have, Straub, shut up.
Oh, I didn't.
Straub.
I didn't know that Straub. You didn't mention that one earlier.
Huh. It was Straub, Iron City,
oh, God.
Yingling, every once in a while, and Iron City. Oh, Miller Lite.
Oh yeah, I see Iron City twice.
Did I? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did they have like a mango shit, or was it actually Iron City?
It was Icy Light. It was all light beers.
Yeah.
For all the runners, we had light beers.
Right.
And Penn Pilsner. Which I would like to thank Penn for giving us two cakes of foam, but I digress.
Yeah, that sucks.
Apparently other people have said they have issues with Penn, but I'm not here to speculate.
Very well.
So we're going through this, and people are coming up like, "Hey, well, what beer is this?" And I'm like, "It's cold and it's free. Who cares?"
Just drink it today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's free beer. 1,500
it's macro crap.
Like, what do you care? He's like, "Oh, well, I only drink craft beers." I'm like,
well, you're in the wrong race.
Do we sound like that? And I'm like, wait, no, this guy's like a pretentious asshole. No, yeah. We don't sound like this.
Yeah, we don't sound like that.
So then they went down to my brother. The guy goes down to my brother. He's like, "Oh, well, you're not any help." So he goes down to my brother, and we're poor. Like I said, we end up going
the runners are coming in. You got to be pouring 100 mile an hour.
We went through 10 kegs of beer today. So we're pouring beers. And then I listen to my brother. Okay, because what craft beer do you have? And he looks at him with a straight face and says, "This is Stella Artois. Would you like one?"
Oh, they had Stella? Or is he just being an ass?
They didn't. They had Straub.
Yeah.
So the guy gets the glass and is like, "Oh, this is fantastic. I love this." I'm like, "Wait, you were just bashing
here at Olive Garden. Check it out."
I'm like, "Wait, you were just bashing Straub and everyone else down here, but now because he tells you it's Stella Artois."
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, "You're such an ass." But then we had that happen like five or six more times. So I told the other guys, I'm like, "Just tell them it's Stella. Nobody's gonna know the difference."
Yeah.
And then one guy came up to me, he's like, crazy. He's like, "I only drink dark beer." So I'm like, "Yeah, well, you just ran a race. I'm not gonna give you a dark beer, yeah." And he's like, "Oh, well," he's like, well, yeah, I only drink dark beer. So I'm like, well, here, drink this. And it was a Yingling. He's like, this is a great dark beer. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Guys, just it's free beer. Just take it. So anyway, we went through take, up and drink 10 it. Kegs. It was a good time. I had fun. Everyone had fun. I came home smelling like Three River Stadium.
I bet you did.
With all that beer, because I had beer all over me. It just spilled. And thank God, awesome. Thank God we didn't get pulled over the way home. Because it would have been like, yeah, step out of the car.
Like 0.0. Like beer fest.
This was, I think it might still smell like it. I took a shower, too. But anyways, so there you go. There's my beer fest story. And then nice. I got to tell these guys about beer fests and what it's like to work on, because most of them are volunteers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't technically a beer fest. It was like
Beer table.
Beer table run thing, yeah.
So we also had this thing with the pitchers were all foam.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Penn. So the pitchers all, were foam, and like it wasn't bitter beer. So we had like all these pitchers sitting out. We're like, how the hell are we gonna pour these? I thought about it. So I grab a cup, and I take the pitcher, and I put the slot A and slot B, basically made a filtering system and got all the beer to come out. And everyone's like, oh, it's beer! Yay! And this lady comes up, she's like, you must be a professional. And I looked at her and said, should I drink that? Yes, you should. And she's like, what? I'm like,
yes.
Should I drink that .com? Listen to me sometime. Then I realized she was old and probably doesn't know what the internet is. So.
All right.
Anyway, so that was my beer story for today. Let's drink the next beer.
Nice. Yeah, you ready for another beer, man?
I am.
I think I am as well. Let me reach behind to the SIDT kegerator and get out my next beer.
Are we
going? I conveniently placed it close to the table. You know how that, you know.
Well, because we have one that looks like a big animal, and the other one looks like that would be it. I was going to say, let's drink the one that reminds me of Reservoir Dogs.
That's what I thought, too. That's exactly what I thought. From these punks. I mean that, you know, endearingly.
From the George Baker selection, Little Green Bag.
Walk, kite, recycle, hide, seek, plant, recycle, grow, shower, tube, recycle. I'm just reading the top of the can. Yeah, this one, these guys, you know, if they ever listen to this show, please get rid of the flash on your website. It's fucking annoying. Even with a fast internet connection, it sucks, man.
Is it like Butternut's flash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Not quite as retarded. It's kind of cool. I mean, they're like, these guys are from ScaBrewing.com. If you know, if you're familiar with ska, it's that, you know, skate rat, skate punk kind of a deal. They even say on the side of the can, did you notice? Lip up, fatty.
Nice.
Right on the side of the can.
I'm peeling my label because the label on my can is right over where a lot of the stuff is, so I'm trying to.
Yeah, the drink by date on this was November 11th of 2013. We got time.
Not mine.
And not yours?
No, mine's July 29th.
Really?
It's actually my mom's birthday. Hey, happy birthday, Mom.
That's weird.
Well, I show you the label, but it's all kind of.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the, you just peeled off the Total Wine and More label. No, not. Don't go by that date, dude. Look on the bottom of the can, it should be stamped right here. I think that's the date that on the sticker that they got it in.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, hey, I've got some deliciously fresh beer.
Yeah, is yours August? Or November, I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, November 11th.
Same year. Same batch, right, yeah. I thought that sounded a little weird. But, yeah, Ska Brewing Company, they're out of Durango, Colorado. It's skabrewing.com. That's S-K-A for you people that aren't familiar with the punks. S-K-A-brewing.com. And we are drinking the Modish Hopperandi. And you are absolutely right. That is a Reservoir Dogs looking label.
It is.
Those are home villains on their website. They actually have characters on their website. These are the villains. They kind of got a whole comic book story thing going on their website, hence the Flash. still annoys the hell out of me, but the content is kind of cool. Handcrafted in Durango. You want to crack us one open, man?
I don't know. I'm still studying. This is actually a pretty cool can.
Oh, yeah. Scott Brewing is great. We have actually another beer for Scott Brewing, but we're going to save that for a later show. Didn't really want to do the other one in the context of this show, so we'll save that one for later. Again, another craft beer in a can, which is awesome. I love that noise. Love it, love it, love it.
Ooh, this looks cool. Oh, wow.
It smells amazing.
You know what? This is probably the best aroma I've ever gotten out of a can when I first opened it.
Really?
Yeah, because I caught a whiff of it, like, right away.
A little sniffy sniff.
I did.
They actually call this one Old Man Bitter.
You know, one of these days, Vaynerchuk is going to sue your ass.
Vayner? No, they said it. I didn't. That's right from the website. It's Old Man Bitter.
All right, this pour does not get much better. Look at that. Freaking
nice.
Right on the line.
Yeah, mine came out pretty good, too, in this tall Pilsner-ish glass. This is a mix of, wow, I don't have to read that. It like hit my nose.
Yeah.
Definitely citrus. A mix of citrus and pine that will remind you of the time you went on a vision quest with your Native American cousin and woke up in a pine grove full of grapefruit trees.
Now, what comes to mind when you hear vision quest?
A movie from the 80s.
No, whoa. It's not what I was thinking, but...
Ha! What were you thinking?
Vision Quest, well, I didn't know how far this stuff would stretch, but Vision Quest in Erie is like the bad boys' place. It's where the bad boys go.
Oh, so it's like a halfway house for teenage boys kind of thing?
Kind of, sort of. Like, if you go to Vision Quest, it ain't good.
That ain't like Abraxas, is it?
What the hell?
Abraxas is the juvie hall near us.
Yeah.
What's the other one? There's Abraxas and
this is wow. Do this.
Oh, dude, it smells amazing. And go ahead and taste it, because I did, and it's really, really good.
Oh.
Yeah, nice, huh? Yeah, this one's got a little bit more hops than the full Nelson, obviously. But this one's defined as an IPA, not a pale ale. So,
I want to throw hops in this.
Ha,
so
I could.
I want to like
go out to my hop plant, grab a few, throw it in there.
Oh my god!
Nice, huh? It's an American style IPA with a deep golden orange color, bitter and hoppy, with a surprisingly smooth finish, which are absolutely correct. You just got that cloyingness of the hops on the front end, but nice smooth on the back. That is a well-made IPA, my friend.
Oh, dude, the hop burps. That's what I'm talking about.
Right on. Lip up, fatty.
That I am.
That might be my next tattoo right there. Guy and a girl, ska dancing, and says, lip up, fatty. I'm going to get that right on my abdomen.
Yeah, because that's where you should get a tattoo.
Actually, having that dude in the middle there as a tattoo would be awesome.
You saggy old man.
One of the villains. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for.
There's a lot of money invested in that gut down there. I do need to get back to the gym. I've been slacking lately.
Wow, this is...
Yeah, it's a great beer, dude. I mean, can't really compare it to the first one because pale ale versus... India Pale Ale, but I mean, that Full Nelson's kind of right up there, though. I mean, it's got a lot of hops to it, but the modus operandi, big fan. I've heard of this beer before. I'm glad I kind of ran into it when I was on the road, so I'm glad I could share that one with you as well.
This might be my favorite IPA of 2013.
Wow, that's bold.
I really like this.
That is bold, my friend.
And I've never had... I've never had Ska before. That's why I'm trying to think. Like,
I had one of their beers down in Florida a while back, but I can't remember what the hell it was. If I think of it, I'll let you know. But yeah, I'm a fan of Ska Brewing. I dig it. And again,
yeah,
friggin' cans, man, love it, love it, love it.
I'm just sitting here like, the hops are just like, the hops are moving around my mouth, and I'm like, this is.
Well, that's all I could taste in my mouth, even from that full Nelson to this. It's just my mouth is just full of hop bitterness and sticky, sticky, resiny hops.
Yeah, this is, wow.
Yeah, definitely got hops on the palate so far on this show, two beers in. Even the aroma on this is really, really prominent with the hop aroma. They don't really say what style of hops that they use, at least, you know. I didn't stick around that much on the website to find out because of the damn flash, honestly. But it may say on there, but I didn't see it.
My God, this is a fantastic IPA.
Yes, absolutely. Ska Brewing.
Okay, so one of the big reasons why I like this is it reminds me of, and this is one of my favorite beers of all time, is the Southern Tier Unfiltered Gemini.
Wow, really?
But this is like a toned down version of it.
Yeah, I was gonna
say like, it's the little brother. But that's why I'm liking
this. There's no alcohol bite to this one compared to that Gemini.
Yeah, this is like the little brother.
Right, 6.8%.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting something new each time with this.
And there's 65 IBUs in this thing.
That's it?
Yeah, wait till you see the IBU count in the next beer, dude. You may put this one on as number two. We'll see.
No, I'm just thinking, compared to the last beer that we had, which was like 60.
Yeah, what was that one?
The Full Nelson.
The Full Nelson was, 60, yep. And again, it all depends on the type of hops that you use to get that flavor profile, you know?
I'm a fan.
Definitely.
I would definitely buy a lot more of this because this is
one of the beers that pissed me off when I'm traveling because I only got the two for the show. If I would have known it tasted this good, if I would have tried it when I was on the road, I would have packed my suitcase full of this one.
Oh, I absolutely would have. This is the kind of IPA that I want to make.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And, yeah, you could actually easily make this one. You know, I'll be that homebrew snob and say that. But, you know, it's beer. But, yeah, they do it well, man. I'm actually looking forward to trying some more of their beers. Well, maybe not that one we got coming up in the next show. That one's kind of, I'm leaving suspense on that one. But wait and see.
Oh, God damn, that is a tasty beer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just want to, like, pause the show and enjoy this one for about an hour, but. Cheers.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking out of my North Country Brewing sampler glass. This is their sampler glass for the Brewfest. It's huge. And speaking of canned beer, I know those guys are actually in the process of canning their beers and getting them distributed to our local distributors and beer stores, just like Rivertown has recently done.
Yeah, their canning line is going to be up and running here shortly, if it's not already by the time we release the show. They have a new property that they've purchased.
Yes.
Which we will be getting a tour of.
Yeah. I got a tour of the bottling facility, but all the bottling equipment is like torn down and on the cement floor. That's all I saw.
Final beer of the evening.
You're hearing that clicking noises if you're listening to the audio show. I'm doing the Instagram pics as we go through the shows. So.
Shit, I don't think my last one had the tag. Oh, by the way, so if you're on Instagram.
Yeah, sometimes I forget to do this, so thanks for the reminder anyway.
I did with my first beer. I forgot to do it with my second beer. Look for the hashtag SIDTBeer.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, this one, dude, you said you really liked that last IPA, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I really want to know what you think of this one.
Oh, no.
Not a bad thing, though. At least not in my humble opine. Pour that bad boy.
Looks like an IPA.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa. Can smells like an IPA. Holy shit.
Yes. So I've had this beer before, so I want to get your reaction and everything to it first. But I will say this is not one I would throw my fucking, all my clothes out of my luggage to bring some of this home.
Well, I have to wait because I do have an aggressive head on this.
Yeah, you were saying, this is it's from Aviator Brewing Company. We have a few more of those in the wings to review as well. They're out of Fouquet, Varina, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Aviatorbrew.com. They make some great beers, canned beers. Hog Wild IPA. I mean, a nice aroma on that, huh? This is 6.7% alcohol. IBUs, targeted IBUs, dude, 202.
Aviator Brewmaster. So I'm just checking out this can here for our friends at home.
Yeah, it's got like this
bike. It's a pretty slick warthog.
Warthog thing going on, yeah.
I like that. That's why it's Hog Wild.
Yes.
A golden brew made with pale and Vienna malts. Hog Wild is a veritable fest of hops.
Of big C hops, even.
Supposed to be feast. I'm sorry, that's a miss.
No, it's feast. Fest.
No, you say it's a veritable feast, not fest. Feast of hops. Anyways, the beer is designed to let the hops shine through. Let your hops shine through.
Yeah, I was going there, too.
Yeah. I got these songs going through my head now. It's all the hops. The flavor is not hidden with sweet malts.
Absolutely not. No.
Hogwild is brewed with Chinook, Columbus, Cascade, dry hop with Magnum and Willamette. Wow.
Yeah.
Hoppy and refreshing ale. It's also made with two-row pale Vienna crystal malts and the Shrimpies.
Shrimp
5.4. 5.4,
yes. Wow, we were talking about Beer School earlier. To check out this beer, it's aviatorbrew.com/beerschool.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good for them. That's
awesome. If you go to their website, and if you look at like where you go up to the bar to get your samples and stuff at the brewery, it's literally the bottom of the bar is the bottom of a biplane wing. The top of the bar is the top biplane wing, and in the middle of the bar is a giant fucking engine and prop. It's awesome. What do you think, man? I mean, the targeted IBUs were 202. I love this beer. I'm a giant fan of the Hog Wild.
Because
it doesn't have that malt bounce to it, but they don't claim it either. They're like, fuck the malt, here's the hops. They actually said that in the description pretty much, without the F-bomb, obviously. I love this beer. As an IPA, I think it's phenomenal.
And it's a little resiny.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good thing to me.
Definitely no malts.
No, I mean, it's two row. I mean, that's a base malt anyway. I mean, if you want a hoppy IPA, this is nothing but hops, man. I love it. I absolutely love this beer. Uh-oh, wow. Crickets from Spoon. What do you think?
There's a lot of just... There's a hop party in my mouth right
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm trying to like...
I mean, you can't even compare this, in my opinion, to the Modus Operandi. Two different beers. I love the Modus from Ska. It's a great beer, but this one just is over the top, man. I mean, there's a lot of hops in this motherfucker. I mean, it's all hops.
Wow.
Are you torn? What are you thinking?
I am. I don't know if I'm not sold if I like this or not.
Oh, I do. Dude, this is like a Dogfish 120 to me without the resin. You know what I mean? Without that syrupy resin. I love it. And? Is your palate burning out from all the hops you've had this evening, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, let me put this way. Do I like it? Yes, I think it's a good IPA.
Oh, you said good. You didn't say fantastic. You're about to say fantastic, but you stopped and said good.
I think it's a good IPA just because the one from Ska is how I like my IPAs.
Oh, well, yeah.
So okay. This one, just on a personal, like if I was judging this, this thing would walk away with an award, hands down.
I think they both would, honestly.
Yeah. My personal opinion on it, it's not the way I like my IPAs, but I still think it's good.
But is it not the way you, like, for me, for example?
I like the malt. I like more malt in my IPAs.
Okay.
I'm not like straight up hops.
For me, an IPA, like, and I guess this is a great example between the Modus and the Aviator there, from Scott versus the Aviator. It depends on the mood I'm in, dude. Depends on, you know, how I'm feeling that week, that month, that year, whatever. You know, sometimes I want a really super hoppy IPA. Sometimes I don't. Right. So I think they both fit the bill for me, honestly. But if you were to put both of these in front of me and say, here, have an IPA, right now at this moment in time, I'd be like, yeah, Hog Wild, definitely. I'll take a six-pack of Modus to go, but right now to the Hog Wild. Ah, see, yeah. You can tell we've done a hoppy beer show. We're getting gassy.
Ha. I'm not going to say it's a good representation of the style.
I actually would, because this is an IPA to me. And to me, this is what IPA...
I'm not going to say that being the jerk, like, a good representation of the style, because it means that we hate it.
Yeah, well,
and this is,
I've kind of used that in both contexts, you know, over probably the last 6 months or so, honestly. You know. But...
I do like how...
See, I like how all those different hop styles blend together. I mean, they pick the right varieties for sure. Hmm. They had a plan. They had a process. You could tell. It's a great beer. Loving it.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just it's not my kind of...
You don't like that resiny, bitey hop.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I really need...
To me, this is resiny.
Yes,
but
this,
I like
well,
that.
It's absolutely resiny. I will give it that. And I'm not saying like it tastes like, you know, I'm looking inside of someone's weed pipe or anything.
It's not like you're eating straight hops off the plant.
Well,
no, have you ever done that? Trust me.
I have.
It tastes like that.
It's rough when you do that.
You about choke to death when you...
It's also a little grassy, too, is the thing.
What's a lot grassy?
This is. I'm getting a little grassy to it.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely, but I love that.
It's a good IPA. It's just, it's not my type.
Yeah, sure.
I would have, if someone said... What is a really bitter IPA that's good, that's still really good tasting? I would tell them to drink this.
Yeah, and I actually hate that word bitter too, because it sounds so negative.
It does.
It does, you know. I mean, that's the only way I fucking describe a, you know, bitter hop, honestly. But it just sounds so. Oh, this is bitter. You know.
But see, this is a good example too for D-bags. Like, all right, so like when Garrett Oliver is bitching about when people look at.
Wow, you said Garrett Oliver and D-bag in the same sentence. I'm so proud of you.
I did. Whatever.
He's an ass.
I should probably shouldn't call him a D-bag. Fuck it, he's a D-bag.
Whatever.
When they're bitching about, what a wine person ever put the sulfur, blah, 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 wine on a wine glass. Why should brewers do that? Well, no, this is a good example of, you know, if you're not used to drinking IPAs in general, and they want to know how bitter
beer is
going to be, it's a good indication to let you know what to expect while you're drinking this beer.
Absolutely.
Because not everyone has been a master brewer for 20-some years. There's a lot of people getting into craft beer right now, and we need to embrace that because they're the ones who are going to keep buying the beer that keep you in business.
Right. And even those guys, I mean, fucking Garrett, he's not a brewer anymore. He's a businessman. He has somebody else brewing for him now. So, you know, there is that disconnect there, I guess. But I mean, don't get me wrong. He owns the freaking business. But I think there's a day-to-day disconnect, which I think, like, Sam Calagione doesn't do that. He's still involved with the day-to-day brewing, you know, operation.
He's a fun guy. You can tell the difference in the personality.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Brooklyn doesn't make good beer either.
No, I'm not either. Yeah, yeah.
Just saying,
if
dude,
I implied that, I did not mean that. Yeah.
I'm saying, dude, get off your fucking high horse.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah, you make great beer. Your company makes great beer. I respect that.
No, they
make
good beer. They don't make great beer.
Black Ops I really like, but...
Yeah, but that's...
A beer.
It's a one-off kind of thing, yeah. As far as their staple beers, to me, they're not that
I think everybody great. Needs to get kind of knocked down a level.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, dude, even my favorite brewers of all time, they make stuff I don't like, you know. That's just being honest.
I'm starting to warm up to this.
It's because you're getting drunk now. Ermagerd.
Ermagerd. Wow, this is the nice thing is like I was in the mood for some hoppy beers tonight.
No, you got it on this one. That's for damn sure.
You sweet ass, I did.
Yeah.
You bet your sweet Biffy.
This is why I saved this one for the last one of the show. Because, dude, if you would have had this one first, you would have never tasted that modus operandi.
And you know what? I'm glad I waited too because I actually have another one of these in my fridge because you forgot you gave me one of these last time.
Oh, did I give you two?
Yeah. Well, there's one sitting in my fridge because you gave me one. And he said, we're going to use this on the next show.
That's right, because I actually brought home a six-pack of these. That's why.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it was the same one. So when I broke the fridge, I'm like, I've got another beer.
My bad. You're welcome.
6.7. Spoon's going to have fun because he doesn't drink often.
Yeah, our alcohol tolerance has definitely hit the skids.
But I do have a big old bottle of Jack Daniels sitting in my liquor cabinet.
Oh, Christ. I give all my hard liquor away, dude. I'm all beer.
I'm not
here
touching
anymore.
That. I just like saying that. Yeah. I just like saying, I got a bottle of Jack in the cabinet over there. So
I do have some good mead we should review on the show soon.
I'd like to make mead soon.
It's mead from a... Oh, dude, fuck. You may never make beer again after you make mead. It's so much easier than making beer. But on the downside of that, you got to wait a hell of a lot longer for the mead than you do the beer. So patience is a virtue when you're making mead.
Speaking of making mead, so I'm a big fan of Duck Dynasty. A lot of my friends know that. I love the Duck Dynasty.
They got trouble for some shit.
Did they?
Yeah, I forget what.
Well, I know people were trying to get them to change their show because they're pissed off at the end that they say grace before they eat dinner. And that's actually what got me to watch the show. Is I didn't know about it until I heard that controversy. So I watched it and went, it's a fucking awesome show.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love that guy.
It's reality TV, but it's like it's not snooky. It's not like stupid drama. It's like wholesome family.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go out and get an ox. Whatever.
Get an ox.
Let's go tase a sheep and skin it.
Oh, wow. I did that yesterday.
But one of their episodes, nice, one of their episodes was about Willie, who's the CEO, one of the sons.
Yes.
He bought a winery on an internet auction.
And never saw it. I had no idea. That's funny. I don't have cable, so I'm way behind on these.
I
watched one of them on the road at the hotels.
I have season 2 on DVD, so... Which is also the first TV series I've ever bought the DVD for.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, that's rare for you.
It was at Giant Eagle, so
that's
a
weird.
So, anyways, so Willie buys this winery on this internet auction, and they go to check it out, and there's no grapes, but all the like you can see the vines and everything. And I come from a family of grape farmers, so
yeah.
I also look at it and go, yeah. I don't know when the series is filmed, but that happens. So they bring in the master wine guy from the area. I forget what his name. It wasn't like a sommelier, but it was like a wine farmer, winery guy.
Fred the wine guy.
Ted or something. Yeah. they had some really like ridiculous name for him. I forget what it was. And he's like, well, it's not seasoned yet. You have to wait for them to grow, and then you harvest them. He's like, you're about a year away from making wine. And Willie goes, I've already sent out the VIP invitations for a wine tasting at the end of the month.
Wow.
And he's like, you expect to make wine in 3 weeks? And this is where you can tell some of the show, and everyone is, some of the show is staged.
Yeah, it's reality TV. Come on.
Some of it is staged, but some of it is like, true, like how it happens. And they've actually come out and said, a lot of our shows based on stuff that actually happened, and we recreate it for TV.
Yeah.
So when they did that, they go in and they go out and buy a bunch of grapes, not wine grapes. They just buy grapes.
Yeah.
So they bring the grapes and they put them in the machines and they like start pressing it. And next thing you know, the barrel that it's in starts bursting at the seams of all these grapes, like flying out and all this stuff. So they finally do their wine tasting, because they realize that the only way that they're going to make wine is they take the grape juice and they buy these huge pound bags of sugar. Because someone said, if you put more sugar in it, you get higher alcohol.
Yeah.
So start going. And everyone drinks it and like, this is awful. So like the party was a flop, and they said, and of course the mom's like, well, at least you tried.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because he's a multimillionaire. But it was just, that's one of those things where it's like people don't realize, like especially even for beer, you don't just make it and then you can drink it right away. You need to let it sit, and some of these beers need to age and and pick up profiles. And Willie's a great example.
Hot plants, man. I mean, they don't mature for 3 years.
But like Willie's a great example of someone who's like, well, yeah, I know like a Merlot and a Chardonnay and yeah, all right, whatever. Let's just make some wine here. I own a winery.
I think that's Duck Dynasty. I know a Merlot and a Chardonnay.
Well, he's got an education, so watch out.
Right. Well, on that note, dude, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, let's do that.
I am finishing off strong, man, on this Aviator IPA. And I hate to say it, dude, what's your favorite?
It's going to be the Hopperandi.
Wow.
Hopperandi. Well, yeah, because I'm in love with that beer. It's a good beer.
I like that one as well. Phil Nelson's not... It's a great beer, but, you know, compared to these other hop bombs, it's not really fair.
It happens.
But for a pale ale, it's nice and hoppy. Yeah. It's well done. It's great. Modus Hopperandi, I love that beer. But, you know, the winner for me is the Hog Wild, hands down. Love that beer. Again, not to take away from Modus or Scott Brewing. It's a great friggin' beer. But putting the two side by side for me, it's going to be Hog Wild all the way.
All right, so we flip-flop one and two, and we agree on three. So
Yeah, definitely. I got some more road trip beers coming up on episode 96. So look forward to that. More cans. Little sneak peek there. We got a little more beer in the can.
We're good.
Yeah, right on, man. All right, so hey, this has been Brad.
This has been the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 95. See, I got it right a second time. I just wanted to go there. For shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. See you on 96. Bitches!
Bitches! Eat a bullet.
Whoa, hey, that's my line.